And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
And you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is following the rules, breaking the rules. All of my guests are sharing rules. Some are followed, and some are broken. My next guest comes from Gallup Research, an organization that taught us, first, break all the rules. He's a master salesperson and trainer. He shows us how to maximize our sales efforts through his latest book, Strength-Based Selling. And if you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Tony Lurtigliano is the co-author of Strength-Based Selling and Discover Your Sales Strengths. Tony consults with organizations to improve their effectiveness in assessing, developing, and retaining talented contributors. He's the founder and the leader of Gallup's Salesforce Effectiveness Practice. He has an expertise in measuring the capacity for success within individuals and teams and helping organizations deploy effective systems to recruit and manage their human capital. Tony rejoined Gallup in 2007 as the senior practice expert, serving nearly 4 years as vice president of chief learning officer over at ADP. Before initially joining Gallup, Tony was the publisher and editor-in-chief of a magazine that I read, Sales and Marketing Management. He also has served as the director with the American Management Association. Welcome to the show, Tony. How are you today?
I'm just great. It's good to be here. Thanks for that wonderful introduction.
Well, thank you for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy Brain. And the thing that I found interesting about your book is that many of the people listening to the sound of our voices, they've attended a sales seminar where the seminar leader gives his or her system for selling that's going to make a difference in the world. The premise in your book, Strength-Based Selling, however, is there's no single right way to sell. So what would you tell my listeners who are accustomed to picking up new techniques and new strategies from these sales seminars and these conferences?
Well, I would tell them to continue to do that, but I would also tell them that they should be mindful of the fact that some of those things just won't work for them. And maybe what the leader of that seminar's key tip is, what he or she thinks is the absolute best thing or best piece of advice he has, that might not work for you. You have to decide on the sales style, the techniques that fit into your natural abilities the best, and use those to the hilt. If some things don't fit very well, don't try to shoehorn them into your style, because it'll come across as unnatural, not very good for you.
All right. That's good advice. Now, Tony, in your book, you make a fundamental distinction between two things, talents and strengths. So first of all, what is the difference between a talent and a strength, and how can one turn a talent into a strength?
Okay, well, talent is a way we naturally behave. It's a pattern of behavior that just is who we are. We do it as naturally as breathing. Then, if we want to take that talent, this is just who I am, and make it into a strength, we have to work at it. And the way we work at it is we practice it. We get some knowledge about how to use that. We learn some skills so that it comes across as sophisticated and right for business and right for various situations. So when you take talent and add knowledge, skills, and experience, you have a strength.
All right.
So for instance...
Mm-hmm. Go on, please.
You might be very natural at meeting people. You know, and you probably sat down to someone on a plane, and maybe you didn't want to talk, but they did, and they introduced themselves, and that's just naturally who they are. Well, think about it. If they learn some great techniques about how to introduce them to people and how to ask them really good questions and practice that, think about what that combination would be. Whereas if you took a shy person and taught them those same techniques, it wouldn't yield a strength. It might fix and shore up a weakness, but it wouldn't make that person a powerful, outgoing individual necessarily.
All right, Tony. Well, discuss then the differences with us between really building on a strength and shoring up a weakness, because you're not a big proponent of necessarily shoring up the weaknesses. You say go with your strengths. Why do you say that?
Well, you should pay attention to your weaknesses or your limitations, but you're not going to get as much yield on that investment as you are in the investment in your strength. So, for instance, let's just take that example I just talked about. We might take someone who is a little bit of a wallflower. We can teach them a lot of techniques so that at least they don't appear to be the shyest person in the room or not to be able to introduce themselves to people very well at all. But are we going to make them into just a natural outgoing person? Probably not. Whereas if we take that naturally outgoing person and invest in them, they're going to just be incredibly powerful at that. So we don't ignore weaknesses, but what we say is get them up to a level of acceptable performance and instead spend most of your time thinking about your strengths, and you will get a much better return on that investment.
All right. We're talking to Tony Rattigliano, everybody, author of the book Strength-Based Selling. And, Tony, give us some ways that we can sharpen our strengths and also manage some of those weaknesses that you talked about.
Okay. Well, first, acknowledge it. Yeah, so for both strengths and weaknesses, acknowledge who you are. Be very open about it. So a lot of times we try to keep our talents under a bushel basket. Similarly, we keep our weaknesses hidden away from people. And it is, we find it's much better to say, you know, this is who I am. Here's the things I'm very good at. Here's some things that I struggle with. If it, let's talk about some of those things that are a struggle. Well, think about a complementary partnership you might have. So in the sales game, maybe you're a terrific hunter. You're really good at opening new business, getting in to see people that the company has never seen before. But you're not very good at that farming relationship, right, taking care of existing business. Maybe you could partner with one of your colleagues on that. You might have a system in place that helps shore up a weakness. I, for instance, am not very good at time management, but, Bill, I think you'll say I was on time today.
You were.
Because I use my Outlook religiously to make sure that I show up for a call. We can have systems that help take the place of weaknesses. I tell you, I've also taken 4 time management classes. Those didn't help me anywhere near as my computer system did.
All right.
I can also get the right kind of training. Not just assume that any kind of training will help me, but the training that will help me leverage my strengths most effectively. And not last, but certainly not least, let's think about ways that our strengths can make our weaknesses irrelevant, right? So people won't even notice them. And that will happen if we use those as much as we can and sharpen those as much as we can.
All right, I like that. Use our strengths to make our weaknesses irrelevant. That's a good thing. But I want to go back, Tony, and zero in on one of the solutions that you mentioned, which is find support systems. Now, you mentioned Outlook, which is an automated computer-based system, and that's good because it really doesn't require people or anything else. However, most organizations, when they develop a system, that system usually involves people. So if you've got a good hunter-gatherer, as you said, as a salesperson, but not very good at farming and maintaining those relationships, many companies will go out and they'll hire a person just to maintain those relationships. All well and good until the hunter-gatherer goes, and now you've got the farmer left and nobody to fill the hunter-gatherer role. So talk to us about the support systems and how you would build support systems that are sort of people neutral, that you don't need to have people involved in them.
Well, I think you have to think about how do we manage our business, how do we structure the way that we handle our accounts so that you're not vulnerable, right? And so you can have some cross-training that goes on. You can, like, for instance, a lot of the best sales offices, like let's take a regional office that you'll be exposed to, they're always talking about their accounts so that if they lose a key person, there are other people that are already have some familiarity with that account and can fill in. So what you have to do is have a broad base of knowledge that's widely shared within an organization. So that happens. I find the opposite happens a lot, whereas people will just expect you, if you are a good hunter-gatherer, to fill that farmer role. And what doesn't happen as much is people saying, hey, you know, we got a lot of good hunters, let's go get us a farmer. Instead, what they say is, we got a lot of good hunters, let's teach them how to farm too. And I think sometimes they get into this idea that we can teach a pig to sing, but you really can't. It's annoying to you and to the pig, right? Ultimately.
Right.
And
right.
What you have to say is, how can we build tasks around the strengths of our people as much as possible?
All right. We're talking to Tony Rattigliano, everybody, author of the book Strength-Based Selling. And Tony, a lot of what you're saying makes a lot of sense from the salesperson level. Now, I want to kind of focus more on the sales management level, if we can, for another couple of minutes. And
sure.
Go back to the basic premise. If talents cannot be taught, as you contend in the book, what implications does this have for managers that are seeking to hire salespeople? In other words, should sales managers look to hire clones of their best salespeople?
Well, no. What you have to hire is talented people, but what you have to expect is that these people will be talented in different ways. So if when I'm asked, how can I improve my sales force, I say first, hire great sales managers and make sure those sales managers are hiring the absolute best people they can find. What is a best person in sales? Well, it varies a great deal. But here's what I do know. Salespeople are among the most motivated people on earth. So when we look at salespeople, they're motivated. They might be motivated in different ways, but what they have is a tremendously powerful engine under the hood. They want results. They want to go get it. So when you're hiring, if you're not convinced that that candidate is not one of the most motivated people you've ever met, take a pass. Let's look for a really motivated person. Number two, what is sales? Sales is influencing people to do things, maybe some things they weren't intending to do that day. So you've got to be convinced that that person is one of the most influential people you've ever met. So, but how I'm influential, how I'm motivated can be very different. So let's not look for clones and stuff. I have to have competitive people or I have to have people that are very commanding. Let's just say, can that person influence others? Maybe through charm, maybe through their belief in their products and what they sell. Are they motivated? Maybe they're not the most competitive person on earth. Maybe they're just incredibly responsible. And say, I can work with that. Because I challenge sales managers to think about their best salespeople, and they're not thinking of a bunch of clones. They're thinking about people who have found a path to success that works for them individually.
All right. We're talking to Tony Rattigliano, everybody. We're talking about strength-based selling. Tony, if there are people out there that want to introduce strength-based selling principles into their organization, how would you advise a person to get started doing that?
Well, if I was a salesperson, I would sit down with my manager and say, you know, Billy, there's some ways that you're managing me that are really effective, and I want to talk to you about some ways that I think you and I can partner a little bit more effectively. And I would have that conversation be a very strengths-based one. I would say, here's some things I'm good at. Here's some things I struggle with. Here's some ideas I have for making those weaknesses less relevant to you, less relevant to our customers, and less relevant to our company. So I think that kind of openness, that sharing, right? As Gandhi said, if you want change, be the change. Mm-hmm. That salesperson being the change can help that happen. If I were a sales manager, I would say to my sales leader, my vice president, whoever it is I report to, I can't hire just anybody. I have to hire the absolute best people. And what I'm here is to guide those best people. I'm not here to tell them how to sell. I'm here to help them discover how they can be successful. And I would aim it at that. The other thing is, we talk a lot in the book about the relationship with the customer. And I would make sure that we, again, begin with the end in mind. How are we going to build the types of relationships with our customers that are going to help us have enduring success? And I think almost everyone would agree that that really does hinge on the personality of the salesperson. And so casting it in that light and say, I have to have people who can build those sorts of relationships with customers. Here's what I think they're like. Here's how we have to manage them. Can really help that change start to occur.
All right, but Tony, you've worked for the Gallup organization. You know that if you go in, what you're talking about is really upward management, you know, the salesperson to the sales manager. This is how we can work together. The sales manager to the vice president of sales. This is how we can be better. However, in the real world, those people in the higher positions, the vice president of sales and the sales manager, don't they get a little bit offended, if not actually threatened, by somebody who comes in and has those even strength-based discussions with them?
Oh, sure. There is a potential for that, right? So you have to think about, how am I going to have a conversation with my manager so that my manager will understand my strengths better and understand how he and I or she and I can deal with weaknesses most effectively. So you can have that conversation in an incredibly non-threatening way if you do it right. So one of the things we urge in the book is to practice. Practice that conversation. Really think. Don't just walk in and go, hey, you and I are going to talk about my strengths and weaknesses and how you're going to manage me differently today. That would be a bad move. But if you think about, what is the message? What is the one thing I want to get across during the next conversation I have with my boss? How can I help that person see a little bit differently how he and I or she and I can work together more effectively? I think that can be a very, very positive conversation. If you're not working for someone like that, you got to think, is this the best place to, for me to use my talent, right? You know, because that relationship between a salesperson and a sales manager is critical to the success of an organization.
All right. We're talking to Tony Rotigliano, everybody, author of the book Strengths-Based Selling. And, Tony, you alluded to it earlier in our discussion about being open about both your strengths and your weaknesses, your abilities and your limitations. That's hard to do, especially if the corporate culture doesn't accept that, and many corporate cultures don't. So how, as a sales manager, as a leader of a company, do you want to build in that openness where people are free to express their abilities and their limitations?
The way I've seen it done best, Bill, is for the sales manager to say to people, hey, here I am. Be an open book. And I know that's going to be a struggle for some people, and for some people that just comes so naturally. But if you can own your own strengths and own your own weaknesses, think how much easier it would be for salespeople reporting to you. So if you say to people, hey, here's some areas I can use your help, that can be an incredibly powerful moment in changing an organization, right? And there's a lot of talk about vulnerability, right, and admitting to a vulnerability. And, boy, is that hard to do for a lot of us. But when we do that, when we say, hey, you know, I'm not the most organized person in the world. I could really use your guys' help. You know, think about what a powerful moment that could be. Then suddenly that salesperson has permission to say, hey, you know, I'm not the best closer in the world. Can you go with me? I think this is going to be a tough negotiation. Wow. You know, think about the odds of success increasing for that company when we admit that we can't do things and we need help rather than just pretending we can do it and failing. So, again, I think we can have 1 and 1 equal 3. When we're open about things rather than 1 and 1 equaling 1.5, which happens when we diminish one another and not as honest and not as open about how we can work together most effectively.
Very sage advice from Tony Rotigliano, author of the book Strengths-Based Selling. Tony, if people like what they hear, like the sound of your voice, where would you direct them to go on the internet to learn more about you, learn more about Gallup, learn more about the book?
Well, we have a site where you can learn about many of the things I've been talking about, as well as a lot about politics, at Gallup.com. And we have a section on Gallup books, and you can go there and learn more about our books. And you can find tabs about all of our practices around the workplace and our customer research and our selection research, which informs a lot of what I've been talking about today.
That's great. We've been talking to Tony Rotigliano, who's author of the book Strength-Based Selling. Tony, we'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, Bill. I enjoyed it. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.